The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the President promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Baldwin McCullough live on Saturday night. All across America and around the world on Biz TV. Very grateful to Biz TV. Very grateful to MyPillow. My very good buddy, Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. I guess they're still giving us 50% off if you put in the promo code KMC or Stevie B, which is STVB. You get 50% off of anything in the MyPillow.com reality. And again, I just took a trip. I just came back, got off the plane, came here to do the show. Didn't have my MyPillow. Didn't sleep as well. The testimonials in regard to MyPillow are phenomenal. This product is life-changing. Go to MyPillow.com. Is that the right number? Look at that. Who put that up there? That was good. Thanks, Nick Jr. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Or go to MyPillow.com. All right, so we're going to play this clip of Renee Zellweger from 2002. Go ahead, Nikki. Dun, dun, dun.
This is our new turkey.
Whenever you're ready. Should I sing? Do a little Sinatra? Can't think of a Sinatra song. Oh, I did it my way. To thine own self be true. See how that all works? Renee Zellweger can now get up in front of everyone and say, I did it my way. Yeah. I'm having a good time. I don't care if you guys are. I don't care. I'm being true to thine own self be true. With the hostile takeover of Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. If you want to jump in the conversation. Nikki, roll it if you got it, Daddy-O.
Like 30 years down the road, are you going to be worried about doing, you know, getting an eye lift and you know, getting a, just kind of tweaking here and there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have a philosophy about that. I think it's whatever makes you happy.
That's Renee Zellweger in 2002 telling E.T.
Thanks, Nikki. We're good. We got it. Renee Zellweger encapsulated the whole reality right there. Whatever makes you happy. And now she has, I would imagine, irreversibly altered her physicality in such a way. She doesn't even look like it's her. So I guess it's fair to be able to say that the only thing that would make Renee Zellweger happy is to not be her anymore. In a sense, to a degree. Wow, it's just fascinating. Let's go back to Gino on line two. Thanks for holding, Gino. What else were you going to share with us? Oh, great and powerful, Gino.
If you want to sing Sinatra, sing New York, New York. Otherwise, I'll do it for you. I don't care. Anyway, look, Here's the difference between being happy and being productive, okay? If Renee Zellweger wants to change her face, I mean, she had a great face to begin with, but if she's doing it because of her professional appearance, just like with you and all your other Hollywood friends, that's one thing. But is it really going to change who she is as a person, as a human being, that she's got a different face? We all are going to age. We're all going to get old. We're all going to die. Mm-hmm. Whether you believe in a life after or not, it matters what you do in life while you're here on this earth. To me, I haven't been as productive as I should have been. I would like to think that someday I could do something of great value, but it's probably not going to happen. But I'm going to still keep on trying anyway.
Right.
Putz though I may be. And even if I don't get to be president of the United States, like, boy, my classmate from Fordham, or Governor Fatboy, you know, who's going to run for president too. I mean, he changed his appearance. Why? Because he thinks he's going to get more votes? No. It's what you do as governor of New Jersey that matters. And the same with you, with Alec,
right,
with Kevin,
right,
with everybody else. What you do in life. How productive are you? Are you a contribution to your community, to your family, to society in general? Or you are a drudge, a dreg, a moocher of society? That's what matters to me.
All taken, no give. Thanks for the call, Gino. We're here on Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Number's 888-340-3373. We're going to take this last call on whose wisdom is better, Shakespeare or Jesus. Shakespeare, of course, said to thine own self be true. Jesus said that we should not be lovers of ourselves. Thus, who we are and what we do is in the pursuit of all things self. Let's go to Eva in St. Petersburg, Florida, on AM 910. Eva, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Thank you, and good evening, everybody. And I want to say to you, well, congratulations on your 24 years of marriage.
Thank
that
you.
That is a blessing.
Yes, it is.
No, you still love your wife. It's great.
With all my heart.
All night long, and I'm just... Oh, that's a good thing. It makes marriage work. I just wanted to say, with society the way it's going these days, with the government and the people accepting things regarding sexual changes and marriages of women and men, mm-hmm. and all these things are going on, which mm-hmm. we know is the ruler that's roaming to and fro. So mm-hmm. to make a change in society is what we think it is of the flesh. And the Lord said the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a very weak society, and we kind of accept it. We're getting very laid back in the idea that it's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I go down the street, I'm an evangelist, and I speak the word of Christ. I'm very judged, and I don't care because God says the feet of the gospel is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And as to Gino, I wanted to say to Gino when I heard him that my calling, and I guess everybody's calling as being a Christian, is to try to save them and bring them into the kingdom, not just to appease ourselves to what we can do, but to make society better.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so few of us right now standing firm in the gospel that to make that indentation on the sinful nature that's going on, that's being accepted to changing. I mean, she looks like she's stretched. I saw her when I saw her just recently on, I think, one of the TV shows. She was cute when she was younger, but she looks like she's a stretched model.
Mm-hmm.
No, is she happy with herself? I don't know.
Right.
Would that make me happy? I'm a heavy set woman, and because of that factor, I'm very happy because the Lord is greater within me. When we stop letting the society rule us, and listen to what Jesus' word says at the end time, that we become lovers of ourselves and Sodom and Gomorrah will raise, only then the kingdom will show itself. And I think that's where we're at. You know, when do we say no?
Mm-hmm.
Just let the Lord run and let the Spirit flow. He says, walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh.
Right.
So too many are walking in the flesh to try to appease others and not really give Christ his thing because Satan's trying to keep them quiet.
Hmm. Thanks for the call, Eve. I really appreciate it. And thanks for listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Okay. Well, Eve and I subscribe to the same perception. And here's, you know, here's the other thing that's got me creeped out about this whole Renee Zellweger thing. A-list movie star Renee Zellweger starred in Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise. Now a lot of you will remember who I'm talking about. Had this transformative cosmetic surgery. She doesn't look like Renee Zellweger anymore. She looks like somebody else. And now Hollywood's kind of going, oh, well, good for her. It's a new you. And, you know, that's okay. Because that's where we're at in the world. It's okay if you don't feel at your best or how you'd like to feel or happy unless you change yourself so much physically that you look like someone else. That's weird to me, people. I love Renee Zellweger. God bless her. As she continues in her career making movies, I will see them. See, because it's what's coming from within Renee Zellweger and her talent as an artist that attracts me to her far more than her physical beauty. But here's what creeps me out. What is the message that comes out of this to young people? That's what's got me really creeped out. Our number is 888-340-3373. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be right back.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Kevin McCullough, my partner in this endeavor, is in the Holy Lands of Israel. Isn't he a lucky buckaroo? And I'm not sure, but I think I may be hearing a voice of wisdom coming from the Holy Land as we speak. Mr. McCullough, are you there, sir?
Hey, Dr. Baldwin, how are you?
I'm good, brother. As usual, I'm having a blast doing the hostile takeover.
Yeah. Well, this is a little bit of a switcheroo, because normally you're out somewhere gallivanting the universe.
Right.
And I'm the one holding the foot down, so this is a complete role reversal here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to be nicer to you than you are to me whenever the role is reversed, Kevin. I just want you to know.
Well, it's very kind of you.
What time is it there?
I believe I'm only doing this because I'm taking Jackie at her word. It's somewhere around 20 minutes after 4 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we should let you go back to bed soon. Now, what are you doing in Israel?
Yeah, for the last 10 days, we have had a group of listeners that listen to a variety of different things that I broadcast, but there's one here of the 20 that her name is Angela, and she's from the New York area. When we asked her, how did you hear about the trip to Israel, she goes, oh, she has a little bit of a Jamaican accent. I'm a totally blow it. She goes, oh, I listen to you in Baldwin every Saturday night. That doesn't sound to me like that's the way that she heard about the Holy Land trip. I wasn't quite sure because of the intensity of how she said it, if she was going to kill me or have a fun trip with me. But
I love it.
It's been a good little more than a week, and we will be headed back to New York on a plane very, very early Tuesday morning, land in JFK about, midnight or something like that, Tuesday morning.
All right, brother. Well, be blessed. Thanks for chatting with us here on the program, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, all right.
All right, KMC.
Jerusalem.
Yeah, so Baldwin McCullough live from New York in Jerusalem tonight. I love it.
All right, brother. Thanks for holding the fort down.
You got it. Be blessed. Be safe.
Talk to you.
God bless. All righty, I'm going to take one more phone call, and then I think we're going to talk about something else. It's just something that people are kind of talking about right now. It's called Ebola. You know, Ebola, we're going to talk about that after we come out of the next break, et cetera, et cetera. We got Ralph from Red Bank, New Jersey on line two. Like Gino, we have one of our regular brothers, Ralph, okay, in Red Bank.
All right.
Go right ahead, Ralph.
So, this subject matter that we are talking about right now is so Obama. This is almost like doing the Obama. Now, recall, if you will, Obama showed up with Gwyneth Paltrow. And Gwyneth Paltrow, this answers to all of you who asked Ralph the question, who doesn't get to call, just listen to this program over here in Southern New Jersey. What were you trying to say? What do you mean when you say, quote, Obama is an acting president? Now, that's the moment right there. That's an example of this man being an acting president when Gwyneth Paltrow said, quote, I feel so speechless. You are so handsome. This is all that this, you know, this move from Hollywood, can get from a man like an Obama. The man is an empty soup, for goodness sake. A Machiavelli, number one. The one that feels while Rome is burning,
mm-hmm.
Nero.
Mm-hmm.
Nero. That's Obama right there. Okay. Now, you know, I have a lot of. I can say something about the coming election coming up. Okay. I would never ever underestimate this man Obama for the Machiavellian, diabolical, wicked individual that he is, in that I would like to believe that this man is plotting and doing some strategy behind the scene right now of not only buying this election, and if that is not ever possible, he will outright steal this election.
Wow. I want to thank you very much for the call. As usual, Ralph from Red Bank, avid Baldwin McCullough Live listener. Our number is 888-340-3373. How much time we got, homie? All right. So here's the thing. And thank you to all the callers and listeners about Renee Zellweger. I wish her all the best. Now, I'm a New Yorker. I live in New York. I'm in the city every week. And you got this Ebola problem. And now you have in the city of New York, you have Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio kind of at odds with each other about this one fellow that came into New York to be treated for Ebola. Because now both those government officials are saying there's some type of medicine or some thing that helps in being healed of the presence of Ebola. And now the governor and the mayor of New York are like pointing fingers at each other saying, well, why don't we have this drug kind of stored up, or this vaccine, whatever, I don't know what it is. What's the name of that drug, Jackie? Let's find that out for when we come back after the break. So my question about the Ebola, for the rest of the program, we're only taking calls. We're going to talk about this Ebola thing. My question is, why does it always seem like we're never prepared? But why am I in what's considered to be the greatest city in America, New York? A lot of people would say that. And now you got a smart guy like Cuomo. I just did a selfie with him recently. I was at some event for the Friars Club, and there was the big bad Gov. I strolled right over to him. I said, hey, Gov. He goes, hey, Steven, how you doing? How's the brothers? Okay, great. And then de Blasio, who I don't think really much about at all. I just, you know, he's just, I can't say what he is. So here's my question. Since the breakout of Ebola in the United States, is it the responsibility of the governor and the mayor here in New York to have already been prepared? Or is it just the way it is and we're stuck in this quagmire?
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor. My partner in this program, Kevin McCullough, is in Israel pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right here on God's green earth. Just see the look Jackie's giving me right now, dude. There's just, her forehead is all wrinkled. Baldwin McCullough Live, the number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Hang on, Marty and Danny on the line there. I'm coming to you guys in just a second. So, here we are, 2014, United States of America. We got Ebola running around. You got this doctor, which one of our callers, I'm going to talk to in a second, is already making the observation, like, how irresponsible of this doctor to have gotten sick with the Ebola and then come back to New York and now you're maybe giving it to other people. I don't, listen, we'll talk in a second, Danny, but I don't think that was the intention of this guy. That would be a little weird. But certainly with this Ebola thing here in the U.S. right now, so many people are asking the question, why isn't the federal government enacting these travel bans, restrictions, something? And I still don't think it's happening. I don't think there's any travel bans even. I mean, we talked about this when Kevin was here a couple of weeks ago. I said to Kevin, like ISIS or the Taliban or whoever, you know, would like to just injure or kill Americans, so would Ebola. Ebola's job is to make you sick or kill you. So why wouldn't we do what you should do to maximize the potential of resisting and defeating that? Because now you got Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, pointing fingers all over the cover of the newspapers today, pointing fingers going, hey, how come we didn't have the Ebola medicine standing by? We're not prepared. And that's just unbelievable to me. Let's go to line one, Marty, in Mackinac City, Michigan, on FM radio. Marty, what are your thoughts about the Ebola stuff?
First off, God bless you, Steve.
You too, brother.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I travel by and, any logical person would say, well, this thing is, we let the genie out of the bottle. Mm-hmm, and it's like... Mm-hmm. And everybody scratching their head, well, why didn't they do this travel ban thing? There's so many things with this administration. I really can't figure out, where they're coming from. Uh-huh. It's just, I don't know, maybe he wants to bring the country down. But it's like, I was listening to him today. I was channel surfing on the TV, and he said, well, we're taking steps. We've enacted to... do a questionnaire type thing. If we're asking people if they have a fever, and I'm thinking, mm-hmm. Oh, that's really hitting the nail on the head. Yeah.
And it
makes absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah. And it's funny, Marty, because I had an experience recently. I had to go to China, to Macau, where they have all the gaming and casinos and things like that. And as I'm getting off the plane, I literally walk off the plane. I go down a hallway. And that tunnel kind of opens up into like a main kind of lobby-like hub at the airport. This was in Hong Kong, by the way.
Right.
And as I walk into this lobby area, there's like a Chinese guy in a uniform, and he's pointing at me and doing this hand signal of, remove your hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess it's not cool. You don't want to be disrespectful to China by wearing a hat, this, that. And my buddy Wilfred, who was with me, says, no, brother, there are sensors in the ceiling that they can send a beam to your head, and they can read your temperature. And if you have a fever, they go, yeah, follow us right over here into this room for a few minutes, buddy, because you're not going anywhere.
Really?
And when I had that experience, I'll be honest with you, Marty, it made me say, like, I was kind of creeped out. I'm like, wow, what a communist, But then at the same time, it's a bit of an oxymoron because they're going, well, gosh, that's kind of not such a bad idea after all.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Marty. I appreciate it, brother. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And now you got the governor and the mayor pointing fingers about being stocked up and prepared to defend New York and the people of America against Ebola. What do you think of that? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Three.
And press two.
Clean. It's Baldwin McCullough Live here on Saturday night from 9 to 11 p.m. on the East Coast. You can go to BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can just Google search Kevin McCullough Radio Show with Stephen Baldwin. Or you can just Google Stephen Baldwin Radio Show and forget McCullough, you know, just completely. Like, it's almost like you forget him in such a way that it's like he's not even there or was there. It's like he's in Israel. That's funny. I know there's some folks at home that chuckled when I said that just now, and that means I'm doing my job. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Coming up to the end of the program here, we're going to move through this a little bit quicker. Frank, Des Moines, Iowa, 98.3 FM. Frank, what do you think? What do you think about the mayor and the governor now saying, you know, well, what do you didn't order the vaccine because I didn't get the memo? What do you think?
Well, what happened to the idea that the president's supposed to protect the country from foreign and domestic threats?
Sure.
Including deadly viruses.
Uh-huh.
Frieden says the other day on the CDC director says basically that he can't say with any authority why those Dallas nurses got Ebola, but he's sure the measure they have taken will solve the issue. Well, how do you know you've solved the issue unless you know what caused it?
Right.
These guys are totally incompetent.
Mm.
But I have a question for you because you're so close to Hollywood. Eugene Robinson the other day says the Republicans are just out there, conservatives out there, just trying to create an atmosphere of fear. But Hollywood and the media has been running cover and interference for this guy for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who even suggests that you quarantine West Africa has been met, will be met, with the charge of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Are they so desperate for political gain that they're willing to see this country torpedoed with a deadly virus?
Yeah. Well, Frank, thanks for the call, brother. I mean, I love when all the people out there in Baldwin McCullough land, our listeners, et cetera, I love when you guys, like, really come back with an expression like that. Because everything that Frank was just talking about is absolutely true. Meaning, I'm not going to get into the conspiratorial, you know, that, you know, Ebola was created by this, that, and now they're doing, you know, throwing it around to do this. I don't have time to be that distracted by craziness. But I do know this. The second this government let somebody carrying the disease of Ebola into America, once they did that and made that decision, then there is no question in my mind that they are 1,000% responsible for whatever happens as a result of that decision. And the question I'm asking right now is, should America, should Mayor de Blasio in New York City and Governor Cuomo in New York, should these people across the country, in every city, should the mayors and the governors, should they all be getting ready for Ebola? Because like Frank just said, it's the job of the president to protect the people. It's the job of de Blasio and Cuomo to protect us New Yorkers. So now you have this medicine. How do you say it? Like Vladivostok, where I was in Russia? Sounds like that. But it's got a big, pop it up here when you can, Jackie, but it's got a big long name. It's some drug that's helping in the battle of curing people against Ebola. And it's called Brincinofovir. Brincinofovir. Por favor, vir. And now you got mayor and governor hollering each other through, like, you know, these terrible rag newspapers that claim to report this and that on the things of America. But since the Ebola thing started and touched America in any way and however, isn't it safe from a common sense logical thought process? Isn't it safe to think, or smart to think, that these government officials should have already been way out ahead of the disease of Ebola, ready to, they should be preparing hospitals in every city? I don't know if it was the doctor or somebody else, I think it was the doctor, got on the plane, guy gets on an airplane with 100 other people, and I guess he had some 99.7, and I might be mixing up the Ebola people here, I don't know. But should we be more prepared? Let's go to Danny on line two, Biz TV. What do you think, Danny, with the Ebola, should our government officials be looking out for us?
Definitely, Stephen. How you doing, brother? I agree. We should be more prepared, and I've always been one for the travel bans. I'm a liberal. I'm a leftist. But I think we should have more of a travel ban. And, of course, the argument is they're saying, well, you know, if you do that, they'll find a way to get around it and come. And we can't really monitor them as well. They'll come in a different arena from another country.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll say, well, you know, it would be more of an outbreak if they come over here, over there, if you do that. I'm not buying it completely. And I didn't mean to say that doctor was irresponsible, meaning to give people Ebola, the guy in New York there.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, him and Nancy Snyderman, who was very responsible from NBC News, they go, you've been in Liberia, you go to New York, and you go to a bowling alley, you go to a restaurant, you go to on the subway, and you should be self-quarantined. Now they think they're making a law where you have to, the doctors have to be self-quarantined themselves when they come back.
Yeah.
I think that's happening. So this is, I think that's part of your response. Some of these doctors and these healthcare workers think that they're above those sometimes. Nancy Snyderman strikes me as very arrogant. I don't care if she's a liberal or not.
Mm.
She strikes me as very arrogant. And then she says, oh, I'm sorry. By the way, I'm sorry. And Rosie O'Donnell says, what a crappy apology that was.
Mm.
You know, by the way, I'm sorry. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, it definitely was something to monitor, Stephen. It really is something to monitor, Stephen. It's very, you know, I was giving into the fear, and I don't want to be an alarmist or anything, but it's something to keep an eye on. This is 70% death rate, brother.
Yeah. Danny, thanks for the call. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be back right after this to talk more about Ebola.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
I don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Saturday night, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. We're coming into our last segment here. Thanks to all the callers about Renee Zellweger and now Ebola. I don't think we have any callers. Perfect. I can end the program the way I much prefer to do so whenever I'm in the middle of a hostile takeover, and that is just hear the sound of my own voice as we fade out towards the end of another brilliant broadcast of Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you to all of you out there tonight. Thanks to you guys in here. Imagine if I had to do this by myself. Ivan almost just fell out of his chair. He lost his balance over the thought of that. Well, listen, guys, we love you. Don't forget MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's product is kicking butt. Everybody loves it. My wife loves it. My daughters love it. Kevin's wife. Can't say enough about MyPillow. Thanks to BizTV. Love you guys as well. Everybody check out BizTV. Just Google that. Although, is it BizTV.com? Probably. I get confused with the TV thing in there. Is it BizTV.tv? What? Oh, it's Biz. Okay. If you Google search BizTV, you'll find it. And not only be able to listen to this program, you can watch the program. You could have seen all my shenanigans tonight. I tend to be unique in my expressions. But once again, KMC will be back next Saturday night. I think I'm in town too, but God bless you guys. We love you. Thanks for listening. With all these activities and these things that we see happening and going on, you know, these people getting their heads cut off and Ebola, and it just kind of seems like, you know, it's kind of crazy out there. And not necessarily like things are getting better. They don't seem like they're getting better, people. And I won't even get into the governmental joust we could have about that. But I will say this. For any of you that are prayer people, please be praying about this Ebola stuff. This is just really scary. It's really scary stuff, and there's people that are being affected by it. Pray for the people in Liberia and places like that. I've been on a lot of planes in the last 6-8 weeks, and I see somebody sweaty and they look like they got a fever. I tell you right now, I'm hitting the ejector seat button. No, just kidding. God bless you guys. Thanks for listening to Baldwin.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203. Or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 217.